Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, it is now 18 minutes past the hour as we move into the guest portion of the program for today's B-Block, everyone. Well, these next 10 minutes, it's the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by our friends at Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. They have over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features you're definitely going to feel at home, and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or you can connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Off to the show hotline we go. For the first time today, waiting patiently on the other end of it is the CEO of the United States Tour Operators Association, Terry Dale.
Well, yes, he is indeed. Terry, Merry Christmas. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Boy, it's great to be back with the two of you. It's like coming home.
Oh, thanks, Terry. Always Terry, good to talk to you.
We always enjoy these conversations with you. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
So, listen, we are reaching you in a beautiful part of this country, Marco Island, Florida. Mary and I were just down there earlier this year. I think, Mary, with February, somewhere down there. Right? So the USTOA Annual Conference and Marketplace has just wrapped up. I want you to share, you know, with us some of the big takeaways. And, you know, what's the prevailing sentiment from those who have gathered about things we might expect to see in travel for 2025?
Well, absolutely, and thanks again for this opportunity. Let me just start by saying the forecast amongst our tour operator members is very robust. Almost 70% are forecasting growth between 7 and 10% for 2025. So that is extremely encouraging, and so and this year was a good year, but next year is going to be even better. So that's the first sentiment. The second sentiment is an initiative that I introduced at the opening session. I'm calling it Breaking Bread, and it's to start an initiative to bring to the table in a community, whether it's Barcelona, Dubrovnik, Amsterdam, or New York City, the sentiment, this movement that people who call a place home are extremely unhappy with tourism and what it's doing to the essence of their home, because over-tourism, as we know, yes, it certainly is a problem. But nobody has raised their hand and said, let's talk about the problem.
Right.
Let's bring people to a room, community activists, neighborhood leaders, the mayor's office, economic development, hotel association, restaurant association, all the relevant stakeholders, get in a room. And for us as an industry, we need to listen.
Terry, this
and we need to listen in a very genuine way.
Well, and come up with some concrete, tangible things.
And you need, you know, there's such a delicate balance here. We see it when we travel, Robert. You see it, Terry. It's in the news all the time. The buzzword is over tourism. Of course, tourism is an essential economic driver. It provides jobs, but it's a very real issue in certain areas of the world. And is this a pilot program? When are you starting it? And kind of like, where are you starting with it?
Yeah, it's a pilot program. I'm going to do two test runs in 25. And where am I going to do it? Based on the feedback after that opening session where I introduced the concept, I have a list of 15 countries who've already approached me and said, we're in. We want to be one of your pilot cities or countries. So I think the bigger challenge for me is, you know, how do I select where to go in the world? Mm-hmm. But the interest is extremely high. And that's good for me to hear that the destinations realize that they have a responsibility. And we can't keep our head in the sand, and it needs to be addressed. And so two pilot programs in 2025, stay tuned as to where. My guess would be we'll do one in the spring, and then one in early fall. And
I love hearing this.
Is there, do we think there can be traction?
Yeah, right. I mean, listen, there's a lot I can think of right now.
I certainly,
in our own country, too, you know, places you think about, Bar Harbor you hear about, right? Hawaii, Mary and I just experienced that in October.
Alaska's going through some.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So a lot of that.
In the New York Post this past Saturday, I live in Dumbo in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. down under Manhattan Bridge overpass. Mm-hmm. And when I moved there 20 years ago, there was no one. And now 20 years later, on the weekend, it's like Times Square, honestly.
True.
And
yeah.
that's what the article says. Yeah. And, you know, they quote a resident in the article and says, they're destroying the essence of our neighborhood. And I get it.
Well, what it's also doing, though, it's driving the prices up for people as well. So it's not as nearly as accessible. All right. So this is going to kind of dovetail. And I'm curious about this because, you know, here we are. You know, we've got, 11 days or so. We're at Christmas. A little over a month from now, you know, we've got a big change coming in our country as, you know, President-elect Trump is going to return to the White House. There has been a noticeable shift in our country. You know, Mary and I, we're optimistic. You mentioned it with some of these numbers here, but, you know, that the world of travel, we're in for a good period. You know, people can have their political views, they can say whatever they want, but actually the you know, President Trump, when he comes into office, he's a guy, he understands travel, and he has companies in various industry sectors. We also expect, frankly, the incoming Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, to be very active and positively benefit travel. So I'm curious from your standpoint, are there some things you hope that the new administration is able to accomplish for travel? Breaking bread sounds like a good fit, frankly, there. But and is there a priority in which you'd like to see them happen?
Well, I will say, and don't fact check me on this, but early on in President-elect Trump's first tenure as our president, he issued an executive order to regulatory bodies like DOT mm-hmm. or DOL, Department of Labor. And in that executive order, he said, for every new rulemaking that you issue, you must remove two existing rules from your book.
I remember that.
Books.
Mm.
So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're a small, medium-sized, if you're a business and there are fewer new regulations coming out because that's the directive, then that helps. So if he does something similar where, you know, he kind of pulls back from, and this is kind of typical, a Republican administration will do less from a regulatory perspective and a Democratic administration will tend to do more. But if he does something similar, that can be good. But, you know, no regulations is not good.
No, no, I think we need to have some parameters there. But we agree.
Totally.
But the more you regulate businesses, obviously, the more challenging it is. And it does depress investment in the industry overall.
Right, right. So, you know, I think that only takeaway I got from our lobbying firm who presented earlier this week, and it's just we can only wait and see, because certainly there's a lot of rhetoric about what happens on day one, but whether that rhetoric is followed up on, no one really knows. And if somebody says they do,
well, you know what we'll know about?
Because no one knows.
We'll know about day one on day two. We'll know about day two on day three, and then
exactly.
so forth and so on. So
let's keep our fingers crossed when it comes to travel.
So, all right, so let's ask you this. I mean, you know, so we just talked about this. It might be hard to leave Marco Island, Florida, Terry, with all that you've had going on this week and so forth. But are you traveling for the holidays? Are you looking to find some downtime at home? What's on tap for you?
I don't get downtime because when I left the family farm in Brooklyn, Iowa, and ended up in Brooklyn, New York,
I remember that,
the one condition my mom made when I left the state of Iowa was that I had to come home every Christmas. And at the time, I was 21, and I thought, gosh, that's a pretty easy commitment to make. So I said, absolutely. But I said, you do know that someday I'll be snowed in at Chicago O'Hare and won't make it to Brooklyn, Iowa for Christmas. Now, fast forward, I've made it to Christmas every year. So to answer your question, I will be on the family farm in Iowa for Christmas, Mother Nature permitting.
Well, you know what I like about that story there is it doesn't matter. You can see if somebody says, you know, are you going to be in Brooklyn for Christmas? Yes, you are. It doesn't matter which one. So I like that.
My mom knows.
Yes, that's true. Your mom does know, and she will. So
Terry, it is such a pleasure always catching up with you. It's always too short, but it's always great chatting with you. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Have
a great time with your family.
Holiday.
Yeah, you as well. Happy holidays.
Great
and
travel.
Our best to the team. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Breaking Bread, Mary, listen, I applaud Terry for looking to do something there. And, you know, the one thing with over tourism that I'll also add that people don't realize, listen, 95% of the locals, they want the tourism and so forth.
Yeah.
It just needs to be done in a responsible
and
way.
Right, exactly. There needs to be a balance.
So, all right, when Mary and I return from this bottom of the hour break, what are we going to do? Well, we are going to get into the role of a good hotel concierge in today's travel world. Also coming your way this hour is an update on Amtrak and trading planes. So I guess we can say trains and planes. By the way, hour two, it's going to include the latest installment of our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen series. And with Christmas coming, well, this could very well be the recipe to make your holidays extra special. All right, stick with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.